My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my very dear friend, Jeffrey Stevens, to the program. He is an attorney and he is an author as well. And I welcome him. Jeffrey, welcome. Good to have you back on the program.
Pastor Greg, it is so good always to be back on your show. Thank you, and thank you for all you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your support for what we do as well. I want to get into your book, The Handlers, because there is a connectivity between that and some of the things we're seeing happening today. Very important to understand. I also want to get into it from the perspective of looking at what the FBI is and is not doing. In your book, there's a buildup of our intelligence sources being who they're supposed to be, which is protecting America. Unfortunately, we know that with Brennan and Wray and Mueller and Comey and McCabe and all these clowns, that the CIA and the FBI and all of these organizations and entities and even General Milley and all of that, that they've all turned in such a way that they're not for the Constitution of the United States or our freedom, it would seem. And, you know, you can look at what happened to Mark Houck, which we'll get into a little bit more later in the program. But, I mean, absolutely horrific. And folks, well, Jeffrey, I'll let you describe that situation. I know you've read about it. You're obviously familiar with it. Give me your impression of the Mark Houck story.
Okay, so that's a good starting point. Let me give a little background on a personal note.
Sure.
I have someone very close to me who I will disclose is my older son's mother-in-law.
Okay.
And she is very conservative and very bright. She was a teacher back when she worked. And so she's not, you know, coming from some extreme right position from the beginning. She was a high school teacher in Greenwich, Connecticut, but she's very bright. And she sends me emails all the time about things that are going on, some of which I incorporate in my novels, some of which I'm just fascinated by in terms of what's going on in the world.
Right.
She sends me this email the other day, and I'm scrambling to see where this is being reported because it's reported nowhere else. And it's the story of 25 to 30 FBI agents storming a home of a couple who have seven children, armed to the teeth with pistols and rifles.
The FBI, by the way, not the children. Yeah. Just
Thank you.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
The FBI, very well said. The FBI arm banging on the door, demanding to be admitted. And what is behind this? What's behind this is that this is a pro-life advocate, this gentleman. And what he does is he goes and he's what's referred to sometimes as a sidewalk preacher, who goes out and he talks about what he believes, Christian values, the importance of and sanctity of life, his view on abortion, which is his view. He doesn't force it on anyone else. And he's there with his very young son and someone who was an activist pro-abortion lunatic starts screaming, not just at him, but at him while his young child is there, calling him every dirty name in the book. And this gentleman said, you know, you need to stop this. You know, my son is here. You need to back off. And he's getting, and what we call, you know, out in California, they call it, you know, being in his space.
Yeah.
And this guy got a little too close to Mr. Houck and his kid. And so Houck pushed him away and said, back off and leave us alone. So this guy, who is obviously belongs in an institution of some sort, sues Houck, and the case gets thrown out. Gets thrown out of court. There's no assault. This guy was merely protecting his kid. So what they do is they go to the weaponized DOJ and FBI and complain about this as a civil rights violation. And that's when these 25 to 30 agents show up and arrest Houck for what is supposedly this horrendous offense that he gave by speaking his mind under the right to free speech about his views on abortion. And they took him away. And they took him away in cuffs, apparently. And so the interesting part about this is I looked all over the place, Greg, trying to find the story because I know that sometimes Bonnie sends me things and then it turns out, well, you know, like I heard something the other day about, you know, she in China had been arrested and there was a palace coup and all this stuff and it turned out not to be true. She didn't send me that one, by the way.
I just covered that with Nan Su from the Epic Times, actually.
Okay,
so yeah,
Okay. So now this is being reported nowhere in the mainstream media. Now let me go on for a moment. Let me couple this with the fact that I guess it was last week, some 41-year-old guy in a pickup truck ran over and killed an 18-year-old kid. Was it in North Dakota?
Yes.
He ran over and killed an 18-year-old kid because apparently, now this is the story, they were having an argument and the 18-year-old young man was a Republican and this guy didn't like it and so he ran over and killed him. The media coverage over the next 3 days on ABC, NBC, CNN, CNBC was 0 seconds. Zero. And I just ask, if you take these two stories and reverse them, if this had been some right-wing extremist, I hate to use those words, but let's say it was a right-wing extremist who ran over a Democrat, this would be all over every station, every newspaper, every media outlet. And if somebody had raided the home of a pro-abortion advocate, there would be an outcry throughout the land in the media.
Well, for example, this situation, you know, where somebody is doing something in front of a Planned Parenthood, do you know how many pro-life centers have been burned down around the country?
Yes, you're absolutely
right?
Correct.
Okay, and the Department of Justice has ignored this. I've had Reverend Harding on, whose center in Buffalo, New York was one of the ones that was burned to the ground, and it's been completely ignored.
Yeah. Well, it's the wrong side of the narrative.
Yeah.
Because all they want to talk about is, you know, these extremists. I mean, you know, I'm in the midst of writing a column. My new column is about gun control because people, you know, on the gun control lobby, you know, they talk about this, but how many of these mass killings were undertaken by a member of the NRA? How about zero? How about none of them? How about controlled guns are for law-abiding citizen? The problem in this country where you have 400 million guns and rifles, more than one per citizen in this country, including women and children and men, okay? The problem is that there are probably 250 million of them that are unregistered. So they want to stop me from going out and legally getting a gun and, you know, yeah, applying for a permit and getting it. I'm a law-abiding citizen who just wants to protect himself. But
right,
on the other hand, there's a quarter of a billion weapons out there that we're never going to get under control. And,
yeah,
and it's just, it's such a ludicrous debate. It's like talking about climate change and everything the U.S. could do while we have these enormous countries, Russia, China, Pakistan, India, that aren't doing anything. So they're polluting the environment. We're a drop in the ocean at this point. Anyway, sorry, dude.
No. You're good. You're good. So, Shannon Brandt, by the way, is the name of the guy that, the 41-year-old that ran over Kaler Ellingson, 18, because they said he's part of a Republican extremist group. Now, we understand what that means, ladies and gentlemen. What that means is that he is a MAGA, he is an America First person.
He's a Trump Republican.
Okay, sure.
And when they talk about, and you know what's so amazing to me, when they talk about right-wing extremists, where is the violence coming from? When you see cities across the country being burned to the ground, when you see murders every week on the news in Chicago, New York, Detroit, Los Angeles, now New Orleans, are these right-wing extremists? No, they're not. They're not. They're left-wingers and they're minorities who have not been treated properly by the Democrats after all these decades of promises upon promises upon promises to get them educated and bring them into the pathway to the American dream. No. This narrative is completely on its head. And what you were telling me, the story, I don't know if you want to get into that, but what's going on out east where you are, where you're trying to do good works, and people are being attacked, and the authorities will not prosecute.
Well, and it's, and it, yeah, and it, and that's, you know, it's a same similar story, if you will, right, to what we're facing here in our own country. Sadly, when it comes to, and folks are not understanding, I'm glad that you brought up when you talked about the Mark Houck situation, which was reported on LifeSite News, that mainstream media initially had refused to pick up a report. They refused to cover it at all. And, you know, when we talk about Christian persecution, we're the frog in the water, Jeffrey, okay? I remember when I started this program 11 years ago, all right? And there, one of the stories that I covered was the battle at one of the cemeteries about the crosses. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, you know, basically ultimately decided that the crosses could remain. But what people don't understand about that decision is it wasn't predicated on those crosses being Christian. It was predicated on those crosses being historic. And we need to really understand how much we are the frog in the water when it comes to that kind of a legal decision. Because they're not validating the First Amendment. They're not validating freedom of religion. And when you, and when you talk about a cross and whether a cross can be out in public, well, it's not. You and I, as believers in Christ, understand that the cross is the most important symbol. Next, besides the Bible, the cross is the most important symbol. It's the symbol of salvation. It's the symbol of what it is that Christ did, the ultimate sacrifice, right, the Son of God. But guess what? In our world, you can't look at it. You can't go into a courtroom and argue that case and win and put a cross up. Still, you can't put the Ten Commandments up as a religious object. You can put it up as a historic object. This is the frog in the water, in my opinion, Jeffrey. We've got about 45 seconds and then we're going to take our first break.
And the temperature keeps going up. You're absolutely right. The frog in the water, a great analogy. You know, and by the way, the cross is the number one symbol, because I don't consider the Bible a symbol. I consider the Bible the Bible. Yeah. But the cross is the symbol, and yet the decision, as you say, was historic, not freedom of religion. Very dangerous. Very dangerous going forward.
100%. And I have been,
you know, Christmas trees. Take the Christmas trees out of the malls. You know, it goes on and on and on.
Yep. There you go. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the handler and the parallels again between understanding what our intelligence agencies are supposed to be like versus what's happening today.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I know.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Jeffrey Stevens, and he is the author of a new book called The Handler. The Handler. And I encourage you to pick that up at Amazon, The Handler. And if you'll use smile.amazon when you do that and pick Faith Harvest Church as your charity, we'll greatly appreciate that. You'll help our cause and our efforts in what we're doing in India with your purchase of the book. Again, it's The Handler by Jeffrey Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S.
Here, I'll give you one plug.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm still waiting for my copy. I need my copy of the book.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they send? I don't understand.
I don't know. They didn't send it to me.
Again today.
Yeah.
Spooky cover though. People really like this cover. It's a little spooky.
Well, it's anyway, it's a James Bond kind of cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. All right. So talk to us, because there is comparative between, you know, your book is about how the intelligence agencies are working to intercept terrorists in the United States of America that are plotting and to carry out an attack on our country.
Correct, a series of attacks.
Yeah.
So a couple of things. First of all, let me say from the outset, this is an entertainment fiction. It's a page turner. Right. It's thrilling. It's globe hopping from New York to Pakistan to Paris to the heartland of America and so on and so on. So it's supposed to be fun when you read it. It's not preachy. However, a few things. One is, in my world that I've created in this book, the guys in the CIA and the FBI are good guys. So unlike some of the things we're talking about here today, where there are, in my view, and forgive me for using such a strong word, but evil forces within our government at work right now, that's not what this book is about. These are about the people who risk their lives to protect us. So that's one point. The other point is that some people said, well, you know, isn't it enough about Muslims and so on and so on? Look, I have nothing against Muslims. I know Muslims. They're fine people. We're talking about Islamic extremists, people who take the literal teachings of the Quran and use them in a perverted way to attack, maim, and kill innocent people. And in the Quran, there are edicts that say that if you're an infidel, if you don't believe in Muhammad and the teachings of the Quran, then you should be murdered, and murdered painfully in many instances. And it's in the Quran. That's just not a lie. It just happens to be a fact. Now, I don't know a lot of that in the Bible. I don't know a lot of that in the Old Testament, the New Testament, or anything in the Judeo-Christian ethic. If you don't want to be a Christian, well, then maybe you're not going to go to heaven if you don't believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I mean, you have choices to make in life that can affect you in the afterlife, but no one's coming to shoot you as a result. That's not true in the Quran, and that's what this book is about. And I believe it's timely because there has been a resurgence of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. As we know, a month ago we killed al-Zawahiri over there in Afghanistan, and the fact that he was in Afghanistan means that they are arming up with all the things that Biden so helpfully left behind when he put his tail between his legs and ran out of Afghanistan. I mean, millions and millions upon millions of dollars of armaments that that are there for their use against us. And yeah. It's a very dangerous time. And you know, it's funny, when you write a thriller, it's tough because you want it to be timely, but when you start it, you know it's going to take a certain amount of time to write it and then to get it edited and to get it out to the public. But this thing came out just at a time when we really need to be mindful of the fact that these terrorist threats are not over, folks. They just are not.
And
they
Jeffrey, let me jump in here too. You know, the idea of moderate Islam doesn't exist. I'm sorry, but it doesn't exist. There is, and we have to be very careful about assuming that it's Islamic radicalism, because if it's in the Quran, and here's the issue with the Quran, and it's been this way since its origin, 1400 years ago, okay? You're only guaranteed paradise if you die in the act of committing murder against infidels. That's it. There's no other way to be guaranteed that you're going to paradise according to their teachings, but to die. I want us to think about what that means. And, you know, I sat in the living room and listened to a story of the family who was in Lebanon living next to a Muslim family. Their kids spent the night at each other's house. They were like best of friends. And when Lebanon was going to fall, the father of the Muslim house came and knocked on their door and said, "You must leave, and you must leave tonight, because tomorrow morning we will be coming over here to kill you." They had been living next to these people for years. Their children had grown up together. They had been in each other's homes, spending the night, breaking bread, all of that. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. It's called civilization jihad until the violence starts, and then they will kill you. We're out of time. Real quick, again, the name of the book, The Handler, Jeffrey Stevens, the author. Really encourage you to pick it up. The Handler. And Jeffrey, thanks for being with me today.
God bless you, Pastor Greg. Thanks for all you do. Folks, I guarantee you'll love the book by The Handler. And do what Greg said in terms of getting credit to his ministry. That's a great way to buy it.
All right. Well, I'll be back right after this. George Rodriguez will talk about the Bexar County sheriff that is going after Ron DeSantis while running a prostitution ring in San Antonio. But hey, why not? We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. "Where did this robbery occur?" the dispatcher asks. "At pump number 7, says the man. "Can you describe them?" "Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles." We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Let's do, there we go. Hey, welcome back, folks. Good to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very excited to have him on my program. First time that he is here. If you follow, Texas and South Texas and what's going on here, well, you gotta be listening to El Conservador. The man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. George Rodriguez. George, good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
It is really a pleasure, sir, to have you here on the program today, and I thank you for doing that. Just getting back from visiting the communist capital of the United States, and glad to see you back in one piece, and that they didn't break into your hotel room and drag you off to the gulag. Holy smokes! Yeah. Well, and we'll get into that in our second part of this segment. But I want to get into this whole deal with Bexar County and the Bexar County Sheriff, and him all of a sudden deciding that he's going to do some kind of investigation regarding Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, and I watched your report live from the grounds of the immigration center talking about the prostitutes that are working right across the street, women forced into prostitution in right here in the United States, right there in San Antonio, right outside of the immigration center where the sheriff is throwing a conniption fit. But George, bring us up to speed on what's going on, and let's talk about let's name him. Talk about this sheriff.
Well, first of all, Javier Salazar, the Democrat sheriff that we've got, and I've got to say that he's a Democrat sheriff because he doesn't seem to be the sheriff for everybody, has been grandstanding for the past 8 months. I am not sure exactly why he's doing it. I assume that he's preparing to run for a higher office, but he's been grandstanding. For example, about 4 months ago, he announced very publicly, he announced that he was not going to arrest anyone who performed an abortion here in Bexar County, that he was not going to prosecute any women that had abortions. Now, two things. First of all, if charges are brought, it's up to him to do something about it. And secondly, it's not his role to prosecute. Third, this is a national law now. I mean, as far as the interpretation of the law, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, and the state of Texas has its laws, and he is duty bound to uphold them. Apparently, holding his hand up and saying that he is going to uphold the Constitution of the United States is meaningless to this man. His latest silliness is this thing of where he is now investigating the Florida governor DeSantis about human smuggling because the governor is actively sending folks to Martha's Vineyard. He claims that he is investigating to see if it is human smuggling. Well, you know, my position very simply is if he wants to investigate human smuggling, he can start with the Biden administration and he can start with the nonprofit organizations, the so-called nonprofit organizations that have millions of dollars of contracts with the city or with the government rather, and find out about them picking up people at the border and bringing them to San Antonio and then buying them tickets to go to other cities. The migrant center here in San Antonio is a point of distribution, and I'll use that phrase, a point of distribution for the illegal aliens. They are picked up at the border. They are brought here. They claim that they are processed, which means that they are given a date to reappear, for a hearing on their immigration status. However, we know that, you know, that's called catch and release.
Right.
We know that over 95% of those people that are caught and released never show up again. We never see them again. They never show up at a court, mostly because they do not qualify for asylum.
Well, and George, if I can ask you this, my understanding too is that a lot of these individuals are in fact now, we're catching terrorists at the border. We also, as I understand it, from down, I want to say Venezuela, they're releasing criminals out of their prison and shipping them up to cross our borders. So these are criminals being released out of the Venezuelan prisons and then sent. Are you seeing an increase in crime in San Antonio?
We definitely are seeing an increase of crime there at the in the immediate area of the migrant center. We're seeing petty theft. Okay. We're seeing loitering. We're seeing littering. We're seeing prostitution. Now, the problem that we've got is that mostly they will venture out. There is no curfew now. This nonprofit organization that's actually managing the property, for some reason they have removed the
curfew limits.
Okay. The requirement of people to stay on the property after hours. There is no curfew now and people are wandering around in the middle of the night. That is a recipe for disaster.
Sure.
The other thing is the number of people. I mean, the property, the center was set up to manage about 100 and 150 people a week. There are over 700 on the property at any given moment during the week.
Wow.
At any given, and wow. It increases. It fluctuates, probably up to 1,000, probably down to 700. Now, buses are coming in and constantly. This is a recipe for disaster because people are wandering around. People have nothing to do. Most of the people that are there are young people, are young men.
Okay.
All you have to do is just look at it. Now, getting back to this issue of the terrorists and the criminals, if Javier Salazar wants to investigate anything, he ought to go over there and investigate that. That The migrant center is in his jurisdiction, is in his county.
Right.
He ought to go out and he ought to protect the citizens, the residents and the businesses of that area.
Well, and as I understand it, it's from that migrant center that Governor DeSantis in Florida offered those individuals an opportunity to go somewhere where they could get assistance. I assume that with the numbers of people that are there, the level of assistance is down. That's one question I put to you. The second question, I had Sheena Rodriguez was on with me just this last week, and she had video of children, unaccompanied, and these are actually children. And she and a translator spoke to some of these kids. They were raped on the way up here. Okay, so my second question to you would be, how many children did are you seeing at that migrant center that are a part of this unaccompanied? Because we know that a lot of them end up getting trafficked.
Yeah. Okay. The children, the unaccompanied minors, are separated from adults and from what they call family units. At the border. So they end up going to a different site.
Okay.
We see very, very few children at the migrant center here in San Antonio. And the ones that we do see are with their parents or are with adults, or family members. And so,
we assume that they're family members. Who knows?
At least, yeah. And it seems to be true because the kids do not seem to be in terror. They don't seem to be afraid. They seem to be clean. However, the fact of the matter is that the same organization that is running the migrant center is also has, get this, $1.5 billion contract with the Biden administration to handle the unaccompanied minors. Now, the unaccompanied minors, like I said, are moved and placed in other places. Mm-hmm. They are released to adults or to guardians, many of which are not vetted. Another formula for disaster that's happening there.
Right. That's the BCF or BCFS or something along that line. Yeah. Which
$1.5 billion. I mean, this is, I'll tell you that this situation that we've got going right now is nothing more than profiteering, using illegal aliens, whether they're minors or adults. Yeah. It is nothing more than an industry that has been established, by the Biden administration, by the Democrats. And, whereas the welfare industry was very, very, has been very, very active in the United States since the 1960s. Now we've got, this so-called humanitarian industry that, is siphoning off billions of dollars of taxpayer money, in the name of humanitarianism. Well, all they're doing is facilitating illegal immigration.
And what we've seen with the welfare system, of course, is the destruction of neighborhoods because they destroy families. Exactly. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me get the right button pushed there. There we go. George Rodriguez, elconservador.net. There you see it. If you're watching us, you can see it on the screen right there. Elconservador.net. That's how you can follow George, how you can sign up, how you can watch his podcasts and the information that he's putting out, and listen to his radio program that is on as well. You can find all of that information at elconservador.net. George, we were talking about, you know, what's going on. I guess really what I want to ask about is this: the illegal activity that's taking place, the prostitution that's taking place, we just talked a moment ago about in our break about the fentanyl, the overdoses, 90,000 deaths in just a year of overdoses, the cartel influence, if you will. All of this is going on in Bexar County, and yet the sheriff in Bexar County wants to start an investigation on the governor of the state of Florida, but is doing next to nothing about the things that I just described. Child trafficking, sex trafficking, fentanyl, prostitution. Take your pick, George.
It's obvious that this man is picking and choosing what he wants to do for political purposes. The reality is that we have a problem with the cartels. We have a fentanyl problem. We've got an illegal immigration problem that includes criminals that have come back into the United States. Even after they've been prosecuted here in the United States, they come back. And now we've got terrorists and convicted criminals from Venezuela that are coming across. If you remember in the 1980s, Castro, in the early 1980s, Castro emptied out his jails and sent them, the Marielito boat lift, they called it, sent them to the United States. And the movie Scarface with Al Pacino is based on that. Well, the situation is repeating itself. And we have an open border, and they are, why do they want to keep criminals when they can ship them to the United States? The other situation that we've got, my friend, is I call it the second phase of the border crisis. The first phase is what we have all been watching, people coming across the border, people crossing the river, people in camouflage going through the mountains of Arizona. That's been the first phase. And that first phase has been alarming because of the numbers, and we're all watching it. The second phase of the border crisis is now going to come into our communities like it is coming here in San Antonio at the Migrant Center. These are folks that are going to be resettled and are being resettled by the federal government in our communities. These folks have not been vetted. These folks, we do not know their background. We do not know their health status in many cases. Some of their kids are going to end up in our public schools, and they haven't been vaccinated.
Right.
We've got situations where, they are going to be, ending up, on welfare, and they haven't paid into the system. We're going to end up having to, pay for, medical care. And again, they haven't paid into the system. I mean, this is a situation that is absolutely destructive to our society. Because of the woke diversity approach that the left has, most of these folks are not going to, adapt.
Well, they're not going to, that's the other thing. They're not assimilating. You know, Brandon Darby and I talked for many, many years about this, you know, particular topic. And, you know, back, Cesar Chavez led the charge, being paid by the unions destructively to destroy what was a very good working immigration policy along our border that allowed for migrant workers to be able to come to work, to be productive, to be a part of the agricultural and farming community, which they were for years. There was a route in which they traveled around the United States, and then they went back to Mexico. And they did this legally. And then Chavez came in, the union came in, the union said, hey, we can make some money off these guys. And they destroyed and damaged a working immigration process that we've never been able to get back to. And now, as you said, it's turned into a political ping pong ball. But the problem is that real lives are destroyed in all of this politicking that goes on. And sadly, it's from the right and from the left.
We have on the right. We've got a lot of people who want cheap labor, you know, understandable. Okay. They want cheap labor. Then we've got people on the left who, are just the only way that I can put it is that they want to destroy America's economy. And so, this situation with people coming in, these folks that I have interviewed at the Migrant Center, very, very few of them have any type of real career. Very few of them. The majority are folks who are blue collar. And when we're talking blue collar in Latin America, we're talking very, very limited skills. Obviously no language skill, no adaptability on the culture. These things are going to have an impact on our communities.
Mm-hmm.
When my father, one of my favorite stories about economics and labor, is that my father in 1945 organized a printers union in Laredo, Texas. And the reason that he organized a printers union in Laredo, Texas was because printers, American printers, printers of Mexican descent who were Americans were being undercut on their wages by Mexicans that would come across the border, work cheap, and then go home, every day.
Wow.
And so, the job competition is very, very real.
Mm-hmm.
The job competition, the economic situation, and it impacts the, I'm fascinated how Stacey Abrams in Georgia can be pro illegal immigration when it's going to impact on poor blacks. It's going to impact on poor blacks. It is impacting on poor blacks.
And we're going to run out of time here and I want to get you back in the future to keep us abreast with regards to this. But you know, this was one of the things. There were a ton of videos that were out, during the Obama years. Of black Americans up in Chicago and areas like that who were going, wait a minute, you know, all these illegals are coming across and they're getting free rent, they're getting cash aid, and they're getting free food, okay? They're getting rich off of government handouts, and excuse me, but what about putting money into our neighborhoods? What about developing our schools? What about developing economic opportunities for actual Americans that are here, the ones, Mr. Obama, that you promised to help? And Mr. O'Biden has the same issue going on once again. George, God bless you for what you're doing. Folks, elconservador.net, elconservador.net. Be sure and follow Mr. Rodriguez, and we'll be back with hour number two. Pastor Carl Mitchell will be with me. Black Hebrew nationalists. If you want to understand the confrontation that happened between that young man who was there for the National Day walk, that was pro-life walk a number of years back, and the confrontation with the older gentleman, that was all spurred by these Hebrew black nationalists. Yeah, most people don't even know about that. Pastor Mitchell will talk about how that is infiltrating the black church in America and destroying it. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.